You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. This week, during Morning Edition, we bring you the newest batch of Radio Rookies stories, this time from Elmhurst, Queens. Radio Rookies is a WNYC program that teaches teenagers how to make documentaries about their lives and what they care about. Today's story delves deep into the inner mind of radio rookie Neil Ramkissoon. Last summer, Neil had one dream that was so intense, so transformative, that it set him on a months-long journey. Just listen and imagine.
I'm in school, running, and looking for a place to hide, being pursued by a shiver of mutant sharks. Their bulging biceps and jolting muscular legs are covered with flaming skull tattoos. All the doors are locked, except for this one. I sneak in. Immediately, a door far on the other side of the class swings open. As a savage shark storm in, I dash out. I make my way to the staircase. But wait. The security guards. I try to evade them, but they surround me. They beat me with their nightsticks. But wait. This can't happen. This can't be real. I'm in a dream. The possibilities, the impossibilities can be achieved. I close my eyes. Fly. I feel like I'm on a roller coaster, making the slow, anxious climb to the precipitous tip of the tallest mountain. I open my eyes. I'm in the air. I'm flying. Amazing, just amazing. But the guards, they're waiting for me below. I close my eyes and think the beach. A clear blue sky, white, fine-grained sand, and the dazzling rays of the golden sun. I open my eyes. I'm in my room? What was that? I went to Google. I typed in the only phrase that could describe my experience. Knowing you're dreaming while dreaming. I found out I just had my very first lucid dream. Lucid dream, so mysterious. Lucidity gave me an overwhelming sense of freedom and control. Something that was tough for me to get in real life. Some of the websites describe steps you could take to obtain a lucid dream. When it comes to steps, my diligence and methodical demeanor produce great results. I went to a specialty bookstore for more information. We have books on shamanism, feng shui, Jewish with feeling. Okay. I bought the book Lucid Dreaming, a concise guide to awakening in your dreams and in your life. It came with the CD. I was so excited, I started reading it on the train ride home. Soon I was in bed with a CD player and the book that I thought would give me the answers to my lucid dreaming questions. Push play.
Now ask yourself, who is aware? Now in a moment, begin to take a slow, deep breath.
I woke up disappointed. It didn't work.
Shh, it's recording.
I decided to conduct a simple experiment to see if the CD would work for someone else. After explaining the extreme importance of the test, I asked my mother one night to give it a try.
I listened to it, and I couldn't sleep because I'm thinking about the tape, and that thing is in my head.
I wondered how the CD would affect my little sister.
What did you dream about yesterday?
Some person went downstairs in the basement, and then all the lights were off, and I had a flashlight in my hand, so I just turned the flashlight on. Then the lady was in front of me, and I had a knife in my hand, and I just stabbed her, and I just started killing people. It was scary.
Do you think the CD had anything to do with it?
Yeah, because usually I never have killing. I never kill people in my dreams.
My sister had a killing dream. Nice. She remembered another dream. Thankfully, it was only about fish. But this one turned out to be lucid.
Like, were you aware it was a dream?
Yeah, I knew it was a dream. Because there was one big fish, and then when I turned around, it was 25 little fishes.
My little sister had a lucid dream. On the first try.
That was fantastic. I was thrilled for her, really. But I needed something more than just a book and CD. So I went to the experts.
One, start a dream log. Really impress upon your subconscious and your conscious mind this is something you want to do, you're going to invest in doing, and start making notes.
Relax, then notice. And then go deeper.
Both Dr. Arnie Mandel and the Lucidity Institute's Dominic Adesani were very helpful in giving me lots of techniques I can practice.
It's a technique called MILD, mnemonic induction of lucid dreams.
But sometimes it was difficult to understand their extensive dream vocabulary. I'm a very systematic person. I mean, I use Excel to create detailed grocery lists. So my dream regimen did produce some very vivid lucid dreams. But there were periods of time when I didn't have any.
Hello? Is this recording? Maybe there's another component to this. I am willing. I am determined. I want this. Yeah, spirituality now. I don't think that's the direction I want to go to.
But that's not the direction I want to go in. I want to go in lucid dream direction. I want to go in freedom. 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 I want to punch someone and not have to worry about the consequences. That's the freedom I want. No.
I found a book called Lucid Dreams in 30 Days and thought that would give me what I needed, a concise schedule on how to attain a lucid dream. I told author and psychologist Keith Harari how hard I was trying.
Neil, why did you become so strict? What happened?
It's something that I want so bad.
I would say to you, sometimes just letting go lets it happen. You know, kind of take a break from the whole thing.
I relaxed. I stopped everything. I lived life like I did before this project. I relaxed. I'm creeping down a long, narrow spiral staircase. It's dark. A sharp chill rushes down my spine. I reach a platform. Right before me is a huge wooden door. Pounding. Something trying to get in. It grows more menacing, more maniacal. I can't move. Terrified. Petrified. Into awareness. My eyes widen. I'm in a dream. I'm lucid. I think I had more lucid dreams when I was doing nothing than when I was on the dream regimen. But having some lucid dreams wasn't enough. By then, I wanted to be aware all the time in my dreams.
It is around 10 o'clock, and I am walking to my interview with Lama Pema.
Some Tibetan Buddhist monks strive to reach a state of constant lucidity. Even though Lama Pema Wangduk doesn't specialize in that practice, he was taught by great masters and knows about the dream world.
Hi, good morning. I have an interview today.
All I knew of Tibetan Buddhism was from Hollywood. The film Little Buddha, actor Richard Gere, and, of course, Lisa Simpson. I entered Lama Pema's apartment. Ba-bump, 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 ba-bump. My heart was racing. He sat on a bed and motioned simply with his hand for me to sit on a chair. I felt him drawing me into something special.
Dream and that awakened state.
His voice was very easy to really listen to.
As we talk, this is a dream.
This right now?
At this very moment, from another point of view, another level of experience, this state that we speak, no more or no less than a dream. The dream is no more nor less real than this awakened state.
What he said sounded like something from a science fiction novel. Basically, if I were truly aware, I would recognize my flying dream and the reality of being in the Lama's apartment as the same. I think that level of understanding could get me the freedom I'm seeking.
How do you become aware?
Don't ask me that question. That's between the master and disciples. You cannot use one microphone and have explained everything. A good question.
I was looking for the fast track, a quick method, an easy way to achieve something divine. Now I'm beginning to understand there is no simple way. As I stand in the train, I contemplate the different realities and levels of clarity. After speaking with the Lama, I now explore my waking life with a new lens, trying to find that connection to the dream world. I don't know what'll happen if I achieve this, but I want to find out. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Neil Ramkissoon.